Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Austinaut Music Podcast with Austinaut Dusty.
Everybody, thank you for joining me on yet another episode of the Austinaut Music Podcast. I'm happy to have you. I'm happy to enjoy Austin and all the music here with you and try to explore all the different creative avenues that exist inside this city. Now, normally, we don't get a lot of rain, but for the past few, maybe 4 or 5 days, it's been coming down in droves here. I mean, I read a statistic once that said that I think about 6 days out of the year, it rains here in Austin, which isn't a whole lot, so we're happy when it does rain. It's been doing the thundering and lightning and all that and everything here recently, so we're happy to see it. And with that trend in our current weather and our current climate, I kind of want to play some more acoustic folky music and keep it on a low key and kind of try to keep it peaceful and relaxing right now, and so that's what I'm going to do for you. Today I want to introduce you to Heather Bishop. She's an artist here in Austin who has really integrated herself into the Austin music scene over the past years. I'm about to tell you that in a second. She was born in New York. She lives here in Austin. She was raised here in Austin from a very, very young age. I mean, her family had a small house out in the rural parts of Texas, and that's where Heather started playing her music. She started playing for all the cows and all the different animals there in that house out in the foothills of Texas, and she's been doing it ever since. Needless to say, her music definitely reaches more than cows right now. If you think you've heard her music before, you probably have. I mean, Heather Bishop has been doing a lot of different things. She was featured in a bunch of festivals all across the state. I mean, I'm talking Aquafest, which is no longer around, the South by Southwest, the Bob Marley Festivals, the Go Girls Music Fest, the Houston International Festival. And she's also performed for other things. She's done fundraisers for Texas troops in Iraq, for the American Cancer Society, and the National MS Society. I mean, she's everywhere, and a lot of people know her because she plays really good music, and she really cares about the people here in Texas and her neighbors and you and me. And she's just all around a really, really great lady. In honor, actually, of all of her activities and all of her help towards Texans and the people that live around here, February 7th, 2002, was declared Heather Bishop Day, actually, in honor of her by the mayor of Austin, which is pretty awesome. I'd love to have a day named after me. And universities also, like Southwestern and the University of Ohio, use her music in creative writing classes. So she does a lot of stuff. She's very influential in the creative world right now, and I am very happy to have her here. I'll let you listen to one of her songs so you can see what I'm talking about. She's very creative. She's very emotional. This song is called Westbound Train. Here you go.
True. Don't want to hear you say my name if you're just another clever westbound train. I've worked the carnivals till midnight and I've known a gypsy or two. Been on my knees in the garden of redemption. Lie to me, I'll lie to you. I don't want to shine for you if you think you got something more important.
Heather Bishop has certainly been making a good little home here in Texas for the past year. She's been working on her music. Texas, especially Austin in general, I would say, has been really good to the singer songwriter person whenever they come here. I mean, it's not a lot of places where you can just show up with your guitar in hand, with some songs that you have rehearsed, and then really grow as a musician from that point. No place like Austin, I would say. We're very welcoming to people who are just have a guitar and a dream and want to make music. And that's exactly what she's done. She's been working on that dream very well for the past years, and the community thanks her, and the community really loves her for it. And you can tell through her music that she's got a lot of different types of influences. She does a lot of stuff. She plays a lot of different instruments. She writes her own songs. She sings. And a lot of her music is kind of got a country theme, but a lot of folk. But it's not just sort of light, folky country music. It's got a lot of rock in there as well. Almost like, I don't know, she's been described as compared to a few different people. I mean, her vocals have been compared to Tina Turner and to Janis Joplin or Annie DeFranco or even Norah Jones. And if you listen to her music, I'll post a link online where you can go ahead and check out her other songs. You'll kind of see what I'm talking about. She can kind of change it up a whole lot. She can bring a whole lot of different styles and a lot of different types of art into her vocals. Not even talking about her guitar work or any of her other musical talents. That just her voice. She can, you know, she's very chameleon-like. She's self-described as chameleon-like, and I think it very much fits. I had to use that. You can really sense that she puts a lot of her own history and her own past into her music, and I think that's why people have been re-listening to her songs over and over again for the past years. There's something very true inside of them that sort of resonates in the people that she comes in contact with and the people that come in contact with her music that just kind of sticks with you. I mean, not to mention that she's a very talented lyricist and all that, which you kind of have to be to get along here in Austin, but there's an honesty there in that music that you'll be able to find if you listen to the rest of her songs, definitely. Like I said, I'll provide that here with the link. All right, then. Well, that's really just about it for me, Austinot Dusty. I'm going to send you off with one more song by Heather Bishop, so you can kind of get a better feel for her. And then when you do that, why don't you go over and like her on Facebook? I'll provide a link for that as well, and you can head over there and you can see for yourself what she's all about and see if she'll have any tours coming up soon or if she's playing any shows or anything like that. And you'll be the first person to know if anything new is going on. I'll also provide a link to her music so you can go and check out a few more songs if you're interested. All right, well, thank you very much, everybody. This is me signing off, Austinot Dusty, and I hope that you have a very weird and very wet and thundering next few days. And I will see you here next Thursday for another episode of the Austinot Music Podcast. Up next by Heather Bishop is a song called Cool As You. Here you go.
I hear you leaving town. I won't be seeing your face around. Head off to New Orleans, someplace further away. Somewhere on the